This show is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Visit betterhelp.com/Padilla because sometimes existing is exhausting.
My name's Anthony Padilla, and today I'll be spending a day with legendary OG Minecrafters who began creating Minecraft content a decade ago to learn the truth about these elusive creators' early rise to fame, how this game has shaped their lives, and what the sudden resurgence in Minecraft's popularity means to them. By the end of this video, we'll find out if they've managed to hold this best-selling video game of all time dear to their hearts, or if establishing their personalities and building their livelihood on Minecraft so many years ago has left them resenting what once brought them a sense of purpose to their lives. Hello, Lizzie.
Hello.
Dan.
Hello.
Net Nobody, aka artist formerly known as Sky Does Minecraft.
Dude, what's up, man? Big fan.
How does your original Minecraft content differ from the content you make now?
It's a lot less cringy, I hope, than it used to be.
That's the difference.
Oh, ducks. Oh, they look so cute.
Say, you didn't happen to attempt to kill me, did you?
But before, I used to do a lot of story-led content with a lot of characters in Minecraft. Now it's more a little bit more Let's Play, kind of delving more into the actual mechanics of the games.
Oh, a Pidgey.
This guy's giving me the eyes right now. Yeah, you back away, son. Back away right now. Oh my...
I don't really make content anymore. I just kind of make music.
Music is content.
But I haven't put any music out. That's the issue.
It's my secret process.
Hey guys, welcome to the first episode of Sky Does Minecraft. A lot of people telling me, hey Sky, you should do Minecraft. So I did, I bought it. Let's play.
Do you remember when you had your first big bump in exposure and how rapid that growth was afterward?
On Zach Scott's Minecraft server, at the time, his server, Scotland, was one of the only Minecraft servers and he was uploading content daily. I was invited to take part on the server and my first ever appearance, I gained 3,000 subscribers overnight. I can assure you that that felt like fame.
Sky Does Minecraft commented in one of my videos. And back then that was such a driver for traffic.
This guy commenting on your video actually helps you blow up.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Dude, I thought I was getting botted. I had to contact Machinima. I was like, help, help. Am I being botted?
What caused you to blow up?
When I introduced Squid. Great, yeah.
Where do you keep coming from?
I just come, I'm around.
Just let me,
hey, what?
It was just one character that caught on? What was it about the character that caught on?
Because it was funny. It's just a squid that just sounds like this.
Dan actually said that you helped contribute to his earliest success because you commented on one of his videos.
Really?
Yeah.
Dan's awesome.
Why do you think your content stood out?
I think a lot of my subscribers were really looking for another female that played games that they could vibe with, and they found that in me. I was editing my Minecraft videos, which was quite uncommon for the time. Mm. So I would condense all my action from a 1 hour session of playing games into a 5 minute video. So it seemed like I was having really exciting action-packed adventures, but really people were only seeing the fun part.
I didn't collab with people, so I didn't have people to like play the game with me, so I used the mobs in the game as like puppets almost, and I subtitled what he would talk back to me. So I'd be like, hey Treros, how you doing? In the recording there's just like a blank space, but then I would edit him speaking and with the subtitles over the top. So it was like us having like a rapport together, and that kind of made it a little bit more natural as well, because I'd never script the videos. So if he did walk into lava or walk off a cliff or walk into something I didn't want to move on to yet, it was just part of the charm of the video, I guess.
I tried to make sure that like the back and forths between the characters were like fast enough and comedic enough.
I'm bacon! What the heck?
Bacon man.
Dan, look
bacon
out.
Man,
bacon, I see bacon, you, guys.
I grinded a lot to do that. My entire days and nights were just gone, focused on like 3D world. I would spend like 20 hour days and then I would only sleep like 4 hours.
For how long?
2-3 years for the beginning.
You worked 140 hours a week for 2-3 years.
Yeah.
There was a moment when you were the second most popular gaming channel on the internet.
I was versing PewDiePie, man. Gosh, it was like a blur.
What were you doing at that time in your life? Were you living alone?
No, I was living with the rest of Team Crafted and Post Malone.
you were just living with Post Malone at that time?
Yeah, Post Malone is just like, hey, it's me, Post Malone. And then the next thing everyone knows is like, oh, hey, shit, it's Post Malone.
And what was life like in terms of your daily life during that time?
It was just partying, man. Like, I'm not going to sit here in front and be like, man, we got a bunch of money and then partied.
Yeah.
Because we definitely did do that.
Not only did your popularity continue to grow, but it absolutely skyrocketed. And just 6 years ago, you were actually the most viewed YouTube channel in the world.
Yeah, I remember that. It was like, even thinking back, like now, YouTube was such a different place.
How did that feel? Were you able to actually like grasp that? Or were you just kind of like, awesome, but I gotta keep working?
A bit of both, I think. Yeah. I was like, I achieved the goal because I was working towards it because I could see that it was like, it's an achievable goal.
Yeah,
as it was growing. And I was like, I'm gonna work towards this. I'm gonna grind 2 videos every day. I'm gonna make this happen. And when it did happen, I was like, I've peaked.
Were there any struggles that you dealt with in the early days of YouTube?
It was a struggle to move through life without everybody knowing that I had this secret online YouTube success. I wasn't embarrassed, but I didn't want it to be the only thing that people in real life knew about me. So I used to keep it a secret from people.
Really?
And it was always really awkward when they found out.
What do you think it was about what you did that made you want to keep it a secret?
I just didn't want to feel self-conscious when I was making my videos because I was putting a lot of myself into it, and I felt sort of vulnerable being creative and sharing that online, and I didn't want people that I knew in real life to laugh at me. So I think it was more like safeguarding my creative baby from people that might laugh at it and put me off working on it.
Creator burnout was something I suffered with after I'd stopped doing like 2 videos a day. I eventually was just like, I don't think I could do this anymore. And I felt guilty about stopping doing 2 videos.
2 videos a day. Like, what was your life like at that time?
Wake up, make videos, go sleep, I guess. Like, if we had something planned to go out for just a day, I'd have to make 4 videos the day before to make sure I had the 2 for the day after.
And you're already at your peak capacity at 2 a day too.
So I was editing them all myself, thumbnails on myself, recording, finding like the ideas.
What's been your most bizarre fan experience?
Yeah, I got locked in a bathroom at Minecon. Like, no one would let me out. You have to understand that it was like Dawn of the Dead before that. Like, they were like, they're all chasing after us. They like, it was like they were literally running over cars and shit. I'm dead serious.
Why were they chasing you? They wanted to say hi? They wanted to get your autograph?
Yeah.
Did you think you were gonna get trampled alive?
Minecon was kind of the craziest it ever got.
People sometimes bring vegetables for me to sign. I remember signing a courgette.
A courgette.
Oh, that's a zucchini.
Oh, a zucchini. Oh.
Yeah, we call them courgettes.
I wish we called it courgettes. That sounds either like a sexy car or a French woman.
But this is a vegetable.
Or is it a fruit?
Oh, I don't know.
They're seeds, they're fruits, they're seeds. I think it's a seed, there's a fruit.
That's my worldview turned upside down. I don't know anymore.
Randomly in Grand Central in New York, I was peeing, and then this guy comes up to me and says, are you Dan TDM? Like, mid-pee. I was like, yeah. And he said, can I get a picture? I was like, yeah, of course. Just wait outside.
You're like, how about when there's not liquid coming out of my urethra? We'll try then.
Exactly. Yeah. Sorry to the guy if he's watching this, by the way. And he stood there. He didn't go outside to wait. He waited. I think he thought I wasn't being serious or something.
Minecraft's popularity waned off for a couple years around 2016. Was there a moment where you were afraid about what your career would look like?
Yeah, and I think that's part of the creator burnout. It's like sometimes when you're putting your heart and soul into these videos and then they're just not performing very well, when you're hell-bent on getting those numbers up and up and up every time and they're just going down. As soon as you let go of every video having to be an absolute banger,
right,
I think you just have a much healthier mindset.
In my peak back at Smosh, I'd say there was a time when every single video was more popular than the last. I started associating the amount of time and effort and energy that I put into something with the numbers rising. So when I was continuing to put all that time and energy into it and the views started declining, I was like, oh shit, there's something wrong with me. I'm not doing it right. Why can't I figure this out?
So much effort into a video and then it just is like your worst performing one for the past month or something. I'd take it really personally when really that's just the YouTube machine.
Did any part of you consider quitting?
Yeah, I quit Minecraft because I made a business. I made a business and it got to the point where the business got so big that it was too much of a responsibility and I didn't want to do that anymore.
Did you start to resent Minecraft?
There's this huge shadow I have to like overcome of like Minecraft now with all my music. And yeah. So it leaves me like, I'll never be good enough.
You're attached to Minecraft to the point where it's limiting what else you can do with your career.
It's always going to be a part of me, which is now why I have to make like crazy Minecraft bars.
Are you throwing verses about Minecraft into your music?
Oh, of course, bro.
Mine, Minecraft. What do you think have been some of your highest highs and lowest lows in your career?
I did like a massive world tour and then a small arena tour a couple of years ago. I'd meet people in every city, every country that we went to, all around the world. And just having that, them just loving what you do and just having that kind of rapport with them was just so special. Mm-hmm. I think I just never forget that.
I was actually asked to voice a character in the Minecraft Story Mode game. And the character was based on myself, LD Shadow Lady.
That's amazing.
I never thought I would ever voice a character in a game, let alone the character be me.
Walking into a dealership and being like, hey, I want that Lamborghini. And then getting that Lamborghini.
You did that? You did that thing?
Yeah, I did that thing, dude.
This is what people think of everyone that like moves to Hollywood in entertainment.
Dude, I did that. I was like,
did you buy it just to buy it?
Yeah, I mean, I drove it for a while. I was like, this is fun. People stared at me for a while. I was like, My lowest low was probably like I drank a lot and it would make me really sad and depressed.
Do you feel like that was kind of showing through in your videos at that time?
Yeah, you could kind of tell that I started getting like exhausted. There's just like this like tiredness to like how the content got.
How do you feel about the way that Minecraft content has evolved?
The quality of content and what you can do with the game has changed massively. All the recent stuff with like the Dream SMP, that's all story-led stuff. That roleplay character element to videos, people just love that. You could almost do it in anything. They've just chosen Minecraft to tell the stories in.
Have you felt pressure to keep up with modern Minecrafters?
No, actually, I've had the same formula for about 5 years and I haven't really changed it. I'm very confident that my recipe for a Minecraft video is working. Mm-hmm. And I will keep using it.
Do you think that you personally laid down any of the foundations in the Minecraft community that are still commonly being used today?
Laughter and subtitle, because I was like one of the first people to do that.
Did you start that?
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was you or if it was PewDiePie, where he used to have those funny moments montages.
I did that in like my RuneScape days. So like, I feel like me and PewDiePie might be just like button heads for who's the OG on YouTube at this point.
Why did you add subtitles initially?
I don't know, just to add on screen like,
In the last video that I made with Minecrafters, I proposed doing an episode with OG Minecrafters and so right. many of the comments, Dan TDM, please, he was my childhood, I love him, he's my life. Like, you had a massive impact on so many people.
That's just unreal to think about, to be honest.
Yeah.
I remember me and Tommy did something, we did a stream together and then just loads of his new people to the game of Minecraft after dropping it for a while. It's like, oh my God, I remember him. I watch his videos all the time. And just seeing that stuff is just, it's mental. Yeah, right. It's very touching. And when you do meet people in person, you do realize how much every YouTuber's videos affects those individual people. Yeah. I think it's very special. And I think we're very lucky to be able to do that for people.
Kylie Not Kylie wants to know if you ever deal with people telling you that you're not in your prime anymore or constantly referencing your old content as like that being what you're known for.
Someone rediscovers even my stream when I'm live or just like a video when I'm live or I do a collab with someone like Tommy. They're like, oh, you're still around? You still make videos?
Kind of in like a derogatory way, like, wow, you're still going at it.
Exactly, yeah. They think that when they stop watching, they just forget about you, which is fine. Right. I don't know, sometimes I just feel really old and I'm like, you're 29. You're only 29.
I get tagged in a lot of tweets where people are talking about how they used to watch my channel or how much they used to love my channel. And at first it really bothered me because it made me realize they're not watching anymore. Why are they not watching it anymore? But now I realize that YouTube is, like the circle of life, you know? I expect people to move on from my channel, but it's nice that they still have good memories of my channel from the past. I've been doing this for 10 years now. I did not think it would even last this long. Yeah. So I'm not particularly bothered about when my peak may or may not have been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've definitely passed my peak, but I'm fine with that. I'm a very healthy human being, apparently. I didn't realize that about now.
Catalina wants to know if being labeled as a Minecraft YouTuber ever held you back from anything bigger.
It's just given me a challenge, though. Like I said, it's given me this huge shadow that I need to overcome. I'm just like, I gotta get more than 4 billion views.
Because you had 4 billion views on your Minecraft channel, you feel like you need to, your next goal is 5 billion views with something else?
Yeah, with music.
Do you think that that's attainable?
Oh, yeah.
For real?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying that it's impossible, but I'm just saying that is a lofty goal, my friend.
Yes, I've got this.
Before we continue learning about the world of legendary OG Minecrafters, I wanted to let you know that I have another episode with modern Minecrafters, Tommy Innit, Rambu, and Nihachu, and a one-on-one video with Dream already out, so I'll conveniently place a couple of very tappable links up in this corner. And I'd like to thank Honey for their continued support in sponsoring this episode and helping us continue this series, like our return to form with in-person videos beginning again next week with non-binary people, followed by a one-on-one video with Jaden Animations, and a ton more that we've already shot, but I'll keep that a secret on the tip of my tongue on the back of my lungs. But back to our sponsor, Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart so you don't have to stare at that empty discount code box directly in the face every time you're at checkout, because if Honey finds a working coupon, a Honey button drops down and all you have to do is click that little apply coupon button. And Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, ranging from tech to popular fashion brands and food delivery. Honey has personally saved me a hefty amount of money when it comes to buying things online, including my dinner when I look up and realize I've been working on one of these videos for 12 hours straight. Honey is literally free and it installs in just a few seconds, so if you want to do yourself a solid and also support this series, get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Padilla. Again, it's free, and if you go to joinhoney.com/Padilla, you'll be directly supporting this series. Now back to the world of legendary OG Minecrafters. Does any part of you miss your earlier days in the Minecraft community?
No, because I'm still friends with the same people.
It feels like you're kind of still there.
In my head, it's still 2014, and I'm just goofing around with my friends.
Please take me back to 2014, Lizzie. I don't need to have lived most of last year.
This past year, we can just scrub that off.
I kind of miss when YouTube was just people like you and me just uploading videos, whereas now it's like this whole huge
industry. It's very hard to keep up with the pace of YouTube now if you are doing it all on your own. You pretty much do need a team in most cases if you want to be able to produce lots and lots of content, because it's not just about how much time you're putting into the content that you're creating, but the time that you're putting into keeping up with the ecosystem.
If you think how many hours you actually spend looking and watching YouTube, as a YouTuber, you kind of analyze everything you watch anyway. It's like a music producer who analyzes every track they listen to.
Yeah.
It's a similar thing. You spend so long just in that mindset.
How do you continue to plan evolving on and off YouTube?
One day at a time. In about 3 months, expect some music.
In about 3 months, you're dropping it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, music.
I just want to keep making Minecraft videos for as long as I can. Off YouTube, I don't really know what I want to do either. I have a lot of hobbies that I like to pursue. One day I want to be able to eat some of the vegetables from my garden that I grow. Kind of like gaming.
Except it's gardening and you get to eat it and you could go off the grid and you don't need anyone else ever again.
Yep, that's my final evolution, actually. That's where I'd like to go.
And you still have your hands in every single part of the process of each and every one of your videos, right? Down to like the editing and every single aspect, right?
The entire video making process is a one-woman job and I love it that way. I would never change that.
Yeah.
I tried having people edit my videos, but I always had to make little changes because I wanted it done my way.
Yeah.
And I missed not being a part of it as well.
So you do enjoy every step down to the editing.
Yes, I love it. I don't make videos very often, but when I do, the entire process is enjoyable for me.
How has your experience with fame affected the way that you raise your child and present your child to the internet?
I don't present him to the internet in terms of like his identity. Me and my wife both talk. Having him very identifiable from a young age is something he can't actually have input in. Later down the line, we've shown his face, and when he's like 12, 13, he actually didn't want all his baby and toddler photos on the internet. Then we've already made that choice for him.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I'd rather keep him hours for as long as possible. And then when he's old enough, he can make his own decision.
Do you think that you'll still be making Minecraft content when your child is old enough to play Minecraft?
I don't know. People used to ask me, like, how long have you been playing Minecraft? And in my head, I was thinking maybe like 2 years.
Yeah.
And then we're here almost, I don't know, 9-10 years late, and we're still doing it. Yeah. Yeah. I would love to still be creating some kind of content for sure.
You mentioned that some other stuff that you do on the side.
Yes, yes.
You also see demons and shadow people, and you perform exorcisms.
I was waiting until you get to this part. This is my favorite part. Quantum super demons.
Were you with me when you told me that?
No, I deal with quantum super demons, man.
Explain this. I need the deets.
They live in the dream world, man.
You're on another level. I'm down here. You're up here. What do you think is the biggest misconception about you?
That I don't swear.
Sometimes I swear. In real life.
Prove it.
Whoa. Go. Don't put me on the spot like that. Hold on.
Oh, she said it. Oh, shit.
But did I though? You never know.
True. I did bleep it.
Unless you've betrayed me there.
I did bleep it. Unless I betrayed you. All right, you got 5 seconds of shout out to promote anything you want directly into camera. Go.
Shout out to all the shadow cadets out there and also my lovely husband, Smallish Bean.
It's Albert.
Thank you so much for supporting me for all these years. Now that I'm an old YouTube grandpa, shout out to Dr. Treros and subscribe to Anthony Padilla.
Oh, shit. Thank you. Holy shit. I was not expecting that. After spending the day with these legendary OG Minecrafters, I've come to understand how much of a hand this game has had in not just entertaining us, but providing some of us with our entire livelihood. And it's no surprise a game limited only by the creativity of the player would spawn some of the most captivating creators on the platform.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Is that your PewDiePie impression?
No, that was just me saying.
Remember when PewDiePie used to do that kind of voice, though?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's why you went there, I'm sure.
Maybe PewDiePie has just ingrained himself into everyone on YouTube at this point. And so now, like, people will just be like, PewDiePie noise.
I believe in PewDiePie leeching into everyone's brain and sucking out their blood.
Oh my gosh.
In the best way though, love you PewDiePie. Suck my blood out hard.